And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you. Just 9:35 here on Wednesday morning. If you have any questions, comments, concerns about any of our topics, give us a call, 785-537-1350. At the top of the hour, I was with USD's 383 school board member, Pat Hudgens, and Lacey Sell. She's the executive director of teaching and learning right now with Melissa Lindberger with the American Red Cross. And hopefully to close out the hour, we'll have Shelly Schottler. She's community services director with Pawnee Mental Health Services. If any of this that you missed and want to hear again from earlier, you can always go to our website, newsradiokman.com. Go to the on-demand tab, and we have all our In Focuses. Actually, you can go back, go into our archive, and listen to those again if you missed it or just thought it was entertaining enough to listen to it twice. Melissa, we were talking about blood drives and the need for blood with the American Red Cross, and also that there's some training going on or about to go on.
Yes, we are excited to announce that we're bringing a multi-agency resource training to Manhattan on Wednesday, July 26th. This is also called a MARC training, and this will be held out at the Riley County Public Works Facility at 6215 Tuttle Creek Boulevard from 9 to 5. Again, that's July 26th. The training is free, but pre-registration is required. If you'd like to register for this training, you can call Matt at the Red Cross office in Topeka. His number is 785-354-9230. Again, that's 785-354-9230. Many people have probably never heard of a MARC, so a quick overview for you. A MARC is a place where community agencies gather together to help those devastated by disaster. So within a few days after disaster striking our community, a MARC would be set up to at some sort of community building for survivors to receive help. And this is a place where all disaster relief agencies, private and public, come together under one roof to provide assistance. It's a one-stop shop. Organizations such as the Red Cross, Salvation Army, Catholic Charities, local food pantries, mental health representatives, and a wide variety of community helpers would staff the MARC. And clients impacted by the disaster save time, money, and gas. There's no need to go from one organization to the next. And so shortly after a disaster occurs, which of course we hope never happens, but we need to be prepared if it does, especially in this area, this group would come together and they would provide a one-stop shop, one place to go, and it prevents a lot of confusion and duplication for the community. And the clients receive help to fill out necessary paperwork and receive valuable recovery information. It can also be a place to receive emotional and spiritual care for those who have similar experiences. These are put on for the local disaster resources, and so people in state and governmental agencies, county, city agencies. Like I said, we can have Red Cross, Salvation Army, Catholic Charities, food banks, whatever it may be, all come together, and they can go to this training to learn how to set up a MARC for when it is actually needed. Clients, you know, anyone just like us who needs assistance during a disaster can receive financial aid and can immediately begin spending money in the affected areas. And so the money that is given out to anyone who is in need after a disaster can be spent right in the area for supporting local businesses, and it puts the tax revenue back into our local economy. And so this is a collaboration with other organizations providing learning about services and that other families may need in the time of disaster. In the past year, successful MARCs were set up in communities of Hutchison, Eureka, and Melvane to assist with their local residents following wildfires, flooding, and tornadoes. In May, several MARCs were established throughout Missouri to help those impacted by the devastating flooding. And so these are things that we obviously need the training to prepare in advance for when these things do happen. They happen without any notice, as we know, and they're there when we're needing them.
And like you said, you do never know. And I'm trying to think maybe some recent times where Manhattan's gone through some things. I know ice storm, I'm sure American Red Cross is probably pretty big when those last couple ice storm events. It's been a while since we've had one.
Yeah, the big one in 2007, yes. Definitely. There were lots of community organizations came together and worked to provide any assistance that was needed for that. Same with the tornado in 2008. And so you see a lot of these things happen over time. I know there's been flooding since then. If there are large fires, those fires are actually the number one disaster that happens in our area. And so if there's a big fire, like we've seen at the Bluffs in Junction City recently and other times, this is when these marks are needed the most.
And full of community members, too.
Yes, absolutely. It's your local community coming together with the organizations they work with and putting this group of people together so that it's easy, one-stop shop for the community members.
And I guess just a real quick before we let you go, maybe just go back and kind of review what we kind of talked about in that first segment as far as those blood drive dates. And also, if anybody's wanting to get involved locally at the local level at the American Red Cross, maybe direct them where to go, what office to check out.
Sure. I'm a community volunteer leader. So what I do here in Manhattan is work with anyone who wants to become a volunteer. And I go out and I do kind of a volunteer drive. Once in a while, I'll show up somewhere and at a local event and just have a table to offer information on volunteer opportunities, disaster readiness, that type of thing. Recently, I was out in Junction City. They have a neighborhood Walmart, and I had set up a table. They asked us to come out there and do this, and we set up a table to provide information to the local community there, and I had several people come up to me and ask, how do I volunteer? And the easiest way to do that is to go on to redcross.org, and you can sign up to be a volunteer on there. You don't have to have a lot of time. Everyone has different interests and different availability, and so you can go online and just look and see what is ideal for you, what you would be interested in, and you fill out kind of a survey, and then someone from the Red Cross office will call you, give you a short phone interview, and talk to you about what the needs are in the area, what needs you may be able to help with. And so just going on to redcross.org and filling out that information can really help us to build up our volunteer community here in Manhattan, Junction City, Wamego, all the surrounding areas.
All right. Very good. And again, blood is needed, so another reason to look in and try and donate if you can.
Yes, all the time. RedCrossBlood.org or donate the Red Cross Blood app.
All right. Melissa, very good. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Okay, thank you.
More in focus after this.